He definitely has that machismo.
You know what time it is. It's time for the big boy, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Close it in here on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, big boy. I think all of us are expecting Russell Wilson. We're not going to be surprised with another Justin Fields start, are we?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they just got on the field right now, and they're working indoors today because of some of the inclement weather out here. It's raining. So I couldn't tell you one way or another who's taking first snaps yet, but I would be stunned if Russell Wilson's not your starter on Sunday. But I'm not dismissing the fact that Justin Fields will see a snap or two, but Russell's going to be your guy.
Right move?
I think so. I mean, I wrote today, man, what do you have to lose? So we sit here, moan, and complain about 9-8, fight your way into the playoffs, maybe but with a Week 18 win and some help, lose bad in the first round of the playoffs. I think we got a pretty good core sample that would you feel comfortable right now with Justin Fields, even though they're 4-2, that would change? I'm not saying it's going to change with Russell Wilson, but at least it's a different look that's the unknown right now, that they put this team together with the thought of him leading it. So if you're going to go all in, if you want to get past that 9-8 record, if you want to have a chance in the playoffs, I think your best bet is to take a look at Russell Wilson and see if he has what he had last year with the 26 touchdowns, see if he's be able to flow with what they want to do, the deeper balls, the play-action passes, loosening up the run game, and not eight guys in the box, and see if they can move a little bit past that infamous non-losing record streak and actually make a run at this. But the only one way you can find that out, Joe, put him in there and see.
Yeah, my concern, and I don't think it's a simple decision here. It seems like a lot of people are either they're crazy for benching Justin Fields, to which I said, have you watched him throw the ball the last 2 weeks? What are you looking at? Yeah. To being crazy on the other side. But the reason I would probably at least give Fields the start this week is this offensive line, Mark. They're just bludgeoned with injuries, and I think some of Justin's best plays in Vegas were sort of quietly avoiding sure sacks by doing something other than getting sacked, honestly, and I worry about Wilson back there. How's he going to beat the blitz?
Oh, probably hitting some quick throws, maybe recognition, getting the ball out quickly. What Justin is, it's the one read, if there's pressure, let's go find a way to escape it. And that's what he was able to do. I mean, obviously, he has the talented legs to be able to do that. He has been sacked 16 times, I believe, this year. But, you know, Russell Wilson's up over, 500 for his career. So, I mean, that is an issue. But I don't think that's an issue that you have to worry. I wouldn't make a change based solely on that. You have to believe in the guys you put out there, that they'll be able to block. I think being able to set the offensive line blocking schemes, be able to switch in and out of plays, should be able to help that out. And him being able to hit some easy throws will be able to loosen that up. Yeah, it's always going to be in the back of your mind, but I don't think that's something you make a decision off of whether you're starting quarterback or not, just based off of your offensive line may stink or not.
I saw a couple players quoted saying Russell's been unbelievable in practice. Is that your observation too?
Yeah, I mean, once he goes against, well, it depends. I mean, he hasn't really done a ton over the past 4 or 5 weeks. I mean, he does throw a better ball, and that jumps off of the screen to you, so to speak. When you're out here watching it instantly, you're like, okay, the throws are there, the crispness of the throws are there, the accuracy are there. The throws down the field are there, but we are still talking about practice here. So, yeah, I mean, He hasn't made it in this league for 12 years and is a borderline Hall of Famer for nothing. I mean, when we talk about old quarterbacks around here, we think of, you know, Ben during his last year, which I still thought would may still be your best quarterback option if he was able to still play. Maybe not now, but back then I don't think he was so bad that final year. We think of the guy that can't move, can't do much of anything, barely holding on. I don't think that's Russell Wilson. I mean, I think he proved that last year with the 26-8 in a disadvantageous situation with a quarterback, with a head coach that hated him, that he still has enough talent. Now, like I said, I don't know if this is going to cross over to here. I mean, he can come out here and stink up the joint for three games, and we can say, man, he's done. But as I go back to, I at least want to see that with my own eyes.
Yeah, I think there's been sort of this mistaken notion that Russell Wilson is like confined to standing there in the pocket like a 93-year-old Kirk Cousins. The last I saw Russell Wilson, one of the games last year, he was in Buffalo in the fourth quarter outdoing Josh Allen with two drives. Like they were going back and forth, and he wasn't doing it through anything that Sean Payton was designing. It was Russell running around and ad-libbing. Very few can move around like Fields, but Russell can move around still, unless this calf injury is something horrific. Have you seen him move around a lot? Does he look nimble in practice?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen him take off and run the ball down the field like Joe Burrow did the other day, but be able to move left and right, move up in the pocket, I don't think that's been an issue. I don't think the calf injury, I think that's one of the reasons why they kept him out so long. I mean, we've heard about maybe he was ready to go 1 or 2 weeks ago. Now, you give him those extra 2 weeks, that calf is going to be probably as good as it's ever been right now. So I don't even think that should be in the back of anybody's mind that that would slow him down. I mean, when you compare him to Justin Fields, it's like, come on, man. I mean, we're talking about, you know, me versus Austin Bechtel there, baby, in a race.
It's speed.
You know what I'm saying? It's not really a fair bet with anybody with him. But like I said, he's not Joe Namath Chargers-like, put it that way.
Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan weather presented by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or go to sunchevy.com. High of 53 today with cloudy skies. All right. How about the state of George Pickens? Did you feel like at the end of the game they were just trying to appease him to lift his spirits? Does he believe that he did anything wrong in that Cowboy game?
I don't know, man. You're going to have to watch FS1. He's on his little media tour of repairing his image and blaming the local people for treating him a certain way. I don't know if you saw that interview there yesterday. That was kind of interesting timing for a guy that refuses to speak to us for the most of the year. However, I think they definitely were trying to appease him at the end, at least get him through this week of feeling good. Hey, I got a touchdown. Hey, I have, it's 5 for 60 or whatever. The ironic part about the whole thing is if Fields would have made a better throw on that deep ball, it would have been a touchdown, right? So, but he dropped one as well. So I think that definitely they were trying to make him feel good. I don't know if that's radioed in from Arthur Smith and, you know, carried over from Mike Tomlin saying, get the ball to George. We need him to feel good. I don't know if that's quite the case. This just might be Justin Fields trying to prop him up a little bit. So, I don't have too much against that. If that's what it needed to take to make him play better this week or make him feel better this week, so be it. But I would much rather see that happen, you know, quarter one, play 2, 3, and 4 to get him involved in the game rather than late in the game when the game's already decided. It will be interesting, Joe, to see if Russell Wilson gets him involved early in this game. I think that will be a huge key of not only how George plays, but how the mentality of the leadership. I mean, we've saw Ben for 20 years, or at least 10 of those years, feed Antonio Brown unwarranted at times. Probably shouldn't have been. Let's see if Russell does that too with him. So that's the thing I'll be looking at early in this game.
Wonder Twin, I've been awfully selfish by not including you in the proceedings. Would you like to ask Mark a question?
I would love to. Mark, we saw Najee Harris run angry and really have maybe one of his best performances in a Steelers uniform. Do you think, was it the offensive line blocking for him, or do you think that there's just a mindset behind Najee, at least that I see, where he is running with a purpose this year and is really wanting to prove something?
Wonderfully worded, highly insightful and intelligent question. Would you agree?
Yes. I mean, I think he's been like that all year. I thought he is obviously trimmed down a little bit. He got speed. He got burst. And I've said in the past, he looks like a different guy in practice than you see him in the game. You're like, okay, this is not the same guy I saw in practice, but he was able to carry that over this year. And it should help him maybe more than anybody if Russell Wilson gets the start, because now you're going to have to loosen up the boxes, man. They've been throwing 8-man boxes at him for the majority of the season, and I don't care who you are, it's going to be tough sledding, especially with the offensive line now has their, 7th different combo in there. So I think that should show through a little bit more with him, a little bit of play action. But, yeah, I've always thought he was a very talented guy, that numbers weren't there because he didn't ever have those big runs. He got a couple big runs the other day, and all of a sudden there's a 100-yard game. So I think it was a little bit of everything, but I don't think Najee's changed much of how he approached. I think he's been running like that for the majority of the season. However, first of all, the Raiders stink. They were giving up, 130, 140 yards a game. And the ability of him to have some big runs, I think, helped him out a lot here. So I would expect a lot of the same. I think he'll get better, too, the more Jaylen Warren gets involved, too. Because if you look, what do you have, 16 carries? I mean, that's probably a sweet spot for Najee. You keep him right around there, he's going to be very, very hard to defeat, hard to bring down. He's going to be a tough running back. If you get anything over that, anything under that, that's where you start to waffle a little bit on his effectiveness.
14 carries, but who's counting? Yeah. Limits, may I engage Mark in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
Who's going to start at quarterback, Mark?
By the way, stats are for losers. That's why I got that wrong, so... Who's going to start, you said? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson? Of course.
I just wanted to get you on the record.
Stats are often for losers. It's comfort food.
Comfort food, I like.
This is a nice time of year for it, comfort food. A little open-faced turkey sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
Nice comfort food.
Little pumpkin latte, things like that. Over under 0.5 series for Justin Fields.
Series. I don't know how you're going to describe series. I would say under series, but I bet you he has a good 5 to 7 plays.
What do you mean, how do you describe a series?
Well,
it's a series. You come in and you play a series at quarterback.
No, I don't think he's going to come out and have a series. Zero.
Okay.
But I think he'll have snaps. Touches, yeah. I'll say under 7, so anywhere between 5 to 7 touches.
All right, now we got to move. George Pickens, over under 0.5 touchdown catches.
Under.
Does Joey Porter Jr. follow one of these guys around, Garrett Wilson or Devontae, and if so, who?
I think he will, and I think it'll probably be Garrett Wilson.
Who covers Devontae?
Probably the old Belichick issue, you know, Dante Jackson, and probably a safety shifting to that side.
Are the Steelers okay at center for this game?
One game, yeah. Two games, possibly. But anything more than that, probably not a good sign. So get Zach Frazier back by the Commanders game. I think they'll be all right.
Highsmith play?
Yeah.
Over under 0.5 Minka interceptions?
I want to say... over. I think I keep saying he's going to get one, so eventually he's going to get one. So Aaron Rodgers will blame it on somebody else, but he'll blame it on Mike Williams. There you go.
Over under 0.5 times that TJ Watt takes a swing at the ball and misses and clocks Aaron Rodgers.
I hope it's over, but. No, I don't mind Aaron Rodgers. He reminds me of Ben back in the day, and I really felt Ben was very entertaining, so. off the field.
Who wins the game, Mark?
I had the Jets, but I think I'm waffling back to the Steelers in a close one again, maybe 24-20.
Thank you for your kindness.
All right, Joe. I heard you don't waffle on your Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. I heard you like to waffle on who should be playing or not. So please, please stick to it.
He's a crap disturber, isn't he?
Flip flopper.
Thank you, Dr. Cabali.
All right, we'll see you guys.
See you, buddy.